Orwellian AI being used to persecute peaceful anti-genocide protesters. By Kevin Barrett, PhD. The radical Jewish extremist group B'Tahr has been using AI-driven facial recognition technology to persecute peaceful protesters, according to a recent report by the Associated Press. Even more disturbingly, the Department of Homeland Security may be using information supplied by the suspected terrorist group to target legitimate American residents for kidnapping and deportation. B'Tahr, whose Jewish terrorist credentials recall those of Ergun, the Stern Gang, the Jewish Defense League, Meyer Lansky's Syndicate, and the Anti-Defamation League ADL, has surveilled anti-genocide protests and accumulated hundreds of hours of footage, which it runs through facial recognition systems like Clearview AI. After identifying protesters, B'Tahr doxes them by publicizing their personal information and passing it to authorities, in hopes of damaging their careers and striking fear of Jewish terrorism into their hearts. A group of California anti-genocide activists has filed a lawsuit against Clearview AI. The group's attorney, Sejal Zoda, argues that providing extremist and terrorist groups like B'Tahr with surveillance technology, previously used only by police and military agencies, is a very bad idea. B'Tahr's state-supported terrorists, agents of a hostile foreign government, work directly with Israeli invaders, who have been working overtime to maintain their country's stranglehold on the United States. Associated Press reports. In early February, messages were posted in an online chat group frequented by Israelis living in New York. Do you know students at Columbia or any other university who are here on a study visa and participated in demonstrations against Israel? One message said in Hebrew. If so, now is our time. Imagine if Arabic-speaking Palestinians or Farsi-speaking Persians were doing the same thing to Jews. Imagine if the Arabs or Persians were agents of the Yemeni or Iranian government and were working closely with Al-Qaeda or ISIS to persecute and terrorize Jewish students. Another AI surveillance tool, Nesher AI, was created specifically for Jewish terrorists. The company's founder, Eliyahu Hawila, named the company after the Hebrew word for eagle. Hawila spends his days poring over photographs of peaceful protesters, figuring out who they are, and then trying to ruin their lives because they oppose genocide. The Trump administration, which organized crime apparently bought by way of the Adelson gang's $100 million-plus bribe billed as a campaign contribution, has been extralegally kidnapping people fingered by Jewish terrorist groups. Mahmoud Khalil, Ramesa Ozturk, and others have been snatched off the street by masked goons and disappeared to distant gulags in places like Louisiana, prisons considered among the worst in the world. The current Zionist war on anti-genocide protesters may be extreme, but it is hardly unprecedented. The ADL, a terrorist group created by rich Jews to defend one of their number, Leo Frank, who happened to be a child rapist and child murderer, has long been stalking, surveilling, and punishing those it deems a risk to Jewish supremacist control of America. As Ron Unz reports, in January 1993, the San Francisco Police Department SFPD reported that it had recently raided the Northern California headquarters of the ADL based upon information provided by the FBI. The SFPD discovered that the organization had been keeping intelligence files on more than 600 civic organizations and 10,000 individuals, overwhelmingly of a liberal orientation, with the SFPD inspector estimating that 75% of the material had been illegally obtained, much of it by secret payments to police officials. This was merely the tip of the iceberg in what clearly amounted to the largest domestic spying operation by any private organization in American history. That Orwellian monster is now destroying American higher education. College campuses constantly host protests on a wide range of issues. Sometimes the students are right, and sometimes they're wrong. But whatever the issue, university administrations have always gone out of their way to tolerate and even encourage protests, until now. Suddenly, the universities have begun quashing peaceful protests, expelling students, and cooperating with the government and even private terrorist groups to crush anti-genocide protests. It seems there is only one group in America that must never be questioned. It tells outrageous lies about history and forces everyone to pretend to believe those lies. And it lies even more outrageously about current events, including the Israeli military's mass slaughter of many of its own civilians on October 7, 2023, and its vastly worse slaughter of civilians since then. Anyone who notices the lies, and the genocide driven by those lies, had better keep their mouths shut. An alleged Voltaire quotation has never been more apropos. If you want to know who rules over you, just look for who you are not allowed to criticize. The people who rule over us and who won't let us criticize them insist that the quotation is spurious. Maybe so. It's quite possible that Voltaire never said anything that true, that powerful, and/or that relevant. Kevin Barrett, Ph.D., is an Arabist Islamologist scholar and one of America's best-known critics of the War on Terror. From 1991 through 2006, Dr. Barrett taught at colleges and universities in San Francisco, Paris, and Wisconsin. In 2006, however, he was attacked by Republican state legislators who called for him to be fired from his job at the University of Wisconsin-Madison due to his political opinions.